Welcome to Bears Update on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Jeff Joniak. And Jeff, dating back to late last season, the Bears have signed 10 players that were due to become unrestricted free agents. How important are those moves?
They're big, and every process has a reason behind it, but the biggest issue is you're just trying to get better. 100% of the time, that's the reason you make these moves and create competition. So you look back at some of the moves, they may seem small, but a guy like Tony Fiametta re-signing for a two-year extension, a Matt Slauson you brought in a one-year contract, solidifying that offensive line on the left side, a versatile player, a nasty player, a great player to help solidify that offensive line. Now he's got a contract extension. And you keep going throughout this offseason. The addition of a guy like Chris Williams, he may become a factor in the return game come training camp. Some of those particular signings that we've mentioned and others become factors in the bigger picture.
I want to get your take on this. For the second year in a row with the new CBA, teams are allowed to talk to potential free agents 3 days before free agency actually starts. They can't sign them, but they can talk to them from Saturday through Tuesday. Then Tuesday, 3 o'clock Chicago time, that's when teams can start signing free agents. What do you think about that? Does it help out the whole process?
You know, I think it does. I mean, a lot of this is going to be pretty much laid out for all the teams. And they can't talk to the players. They only can talk to the agents, and they can get the parameters out there to find out what an agent's thinking and what an organization is thinking. You'd hate to see numbers get out over the weekend and have them kind of shop their clients out there. You hope that doesn't happen, and I don't think it happened much a season ago. I think it's a great idea. And then when the actual free agency begins on March 11th, then you can start talking to the player, get those physicals done, and start the process of adding the pieces to your puzzle.
You make an interesting point, and I was really surprised last year. None of that really got out. No. I thought in today's day and age with all the media, with Twitter, with Facebook, all the stuff that you're on, I know, yeah. I thought that would get out, but it really didn't.
It's really up to the agents and the players to keep it in-house with the organizations, and I think everybody benefits if that happens.
How would you characterize free agency? Tell me about the whole group as a whole. Do you see a lot of difference makers? What kind of players are available out there?
You know, I don't see a ton of difference makers. I mean, this is, I'd say, maybe a half dozen guys that you would put in that category. By and large, you're looking for players that are going to fit your schemes and your systems. You're going to find guys that fill particular roles. I think free agency is something that should enhance, not something that you build off of. That's where the draft comes into play. You know, and you look at what the Bears did and what most teams are going to be doing now moving forward. It's the era of the one-year contract. You know, it's a prove-it contract. Guy like Matt Slauson is a perfect example. Got the one-year deal from the Bears. Liked the situation. Was open to a contract extension before he hit the free agent market and is pleased to be here. That's what you're looking for. And the right age group. And with the Bears now, particularly defensively, it looks like they want to be bigger, more powerful, a little nastier on the defensive side of the ball. And I think probably that's the approach that they'll take throughout the entire defense.
Jeff, one of the things that I find really interesting is that you watch all the coverage of free agency, and it's almost like free agency is a one-day thing, because we both know Tuesday night everybody's going to be talking about who's the winners, who's the losers. And last year the Bears did a great job on the first day. They came out signing Jermaine Bushrod and Martellus Bennett on the first day. However, it doesn't always mean you're a winner or loser what happens early. I remember last year the Bears signed Slauson, McCown, guys like that. Eben Britton, who came in and played a big role as the sixth offensive lineman. They signed them way late in March, so it's not a one-day process, is it?
None of it is. So it's all the way through training camp. I mean, you know, there's always going to be situations where you can bring a guy in. You look at Jeremiah Ratliff. I mean, a guy became available during the season, and now you find that he's an ideal fit for what you want to do. A guy that is serious about the game. He'll be a great fit in the room. He proved that he was a year ago, and you add that piece to the puzzle. So it continues. Free agency is really an entire 365-day affair.
Great stuff, Jeff. I really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.